I hope you've got a big breakfast this morning, honey. I'm hungry as a bear.
Well, when Dennis says that, it's because he's a growing boy. What's your excuse?
I don't need an excuse. I'm the head of the house.
What in the world is that?
I'm sorry, Dad. I was practicing my bowling grip up there, and the ball sort of got away from me.
Dennis, you should be much more careful with that ball.
Jeepers, I sure should. Boy, I'm lucky. Not a single dent.
I wish I could say the same thing.
I don't know. Maybe I will.
He's getting better. We've only been four times, you know.
Yeah, and last Saturday I got over 200, didn't I, Dad?
200? My, that sounds like a big score, isn't it?
Well, that was for three games. His average is 68. Mine's just a little bit better.
We're getting our league set up tonight, Mom, so we have to be there early. Dad and I...
Oh, I'll get it.
You should have seen me last week, Mom. I got three strikes in one game.
Oh, that's too bad. Three strikes is out, isn't it?
Heck no, Mom. That's baseball. In bowling, you're supposed to get strikes.
Oh, well, I don't know very much about...
You see, a strike is when you knock all the pins down with one ball. It's pretty hard to do.
I'll bet it is. And you did that three times?
In one game. You come with us tonight, and I'll show you how it's done.
How is Mr. Trask on the phone, honey? You and I are invited to their house for dinner tonight.
Tonight?
That's awfully short notice.
Well, they just decided. A client of ours is in town, and the Trasks are having a dinner party in his honor.
Well, jeepers, Dad. What about our bowling? We're making up teams tonight. I just gotta be there.
Well, I know it's important, son, but...
I'm sure Tommy's father will take you along. I'll call him and tell
him. That won't work, Mom. Every boy has to have his dad or somebody to bowl with him.
Oh, dear. Well, that is too bad, Henry.
Well, I'm just as disappointed about it as you are, son, but, well, I can't turn my boss down. You understand my problem, don't you?
Yeah, I guess so. But things would be a lot better if bosses weren't so bossy.
And in the spring, we'll have a solid bank of iris all along the fence.
Oh, I love iris. What color will they be?
Well... These are white, and these are pale blue. Now, I'm going to put a row of blue along the fence and a row of white in front of them.
Well, that'll be beautiful.
Yeah, that's why I have them so carefully separated. I don't want to take any chance on those.
Hi, Mr. Wilson! Hi, Mrs. Wilson!
Hello, Dad. I'm busy now, so I have some things...
Don't worry, Mr. Wilson. I'll pick them up for you. They're not hurt.
I had those things all separated, and now you've scrambled them so...
They'll look just as pretty in mixed colors, dear. Don't you worry.
Normie and Dad have been going every Saturday night, Mrs. Wilson. Bowling. Did you ever go bowling?
Yes, Mr. Wilson and I bowled a few times years ago. He was pretty good at it, weren't you, dear?
Oh, I guess so. About average.
Well, I bet he could throw that ball like a bullet, because he's got a swell bunch of muscles, all right.
Oh, yes, he has muscles he hasn't used in years.
You ought to do some more bowling, Mr. Wilson. I bet you'd be great.
Well, I'll give it a try one of these days.
Swell. I got just the deal for you. They're making up teams tonight, only Dad can't take me. So I'm going to let you come and bowl with me tonight.
What? Oh, no, no.
Now, John, it would be good for you.
I'm sorry, Dennis. I cannot bowl with you tonight.
Why?
Because I have a previous engagement, that's why.
Oh. A previous engagement? With whom?
Well, with you. Oh, now, don't you remember, Eloise? I promised to take you to the movies tonight. You know that new picture showing in town? Now, you remember?
Oh, I'm glad you reminded me. We're going to have dinner downtown first, aren't we? At that glamorous new French restaurant. Oh, now I remember.
Bye.
We'll be bowling another night, dear. That's a promise.
Gee, I sure wish you could go bowling with... Hey! Here comes Mr. Meekin. Hi, Mr. Meekin. I'm glad to see you.
Yes.
Been doing your monthly grocery shopping,
yep.
Huh?
Yep. You been behaving yourself?
I sure am trying, yes, sir. How's everything at the shack? Okay?
Oh, fine.
Oh, Mr. Meekin, I want you to meet a friend of mine. This is Mr. Wilson.
How do you do, Mr. Meekin?
Getting too crowded around here. Bye.
Bye-bye, Mr. Meekin. I'll be up to see you.
Anytime, Dennis.
Who's that ancient grouch?
Mr. Meekin, he's a hermit, and he's lived in the shack out in our woods for about 100 years, practically.
He looks it all right. Certainly has a lovely disposition.
Well, Mr. Meekin doesn't like people very much. He says people make trouble, except for me and Tommy. He likes us to come and see him.
I wonder what makes a man become a hermit.
Mr. Meekin says he just got tired of fighting. He said after he fought with me, down south, he just wanted peace and quiet for the rest of his life. So he came out here and he's a hermit.
Yeah. Well, I have work to do, Dennis. I'll see you.
Dennis, he fought with Lee?
Yes, sir. That's when he was real young, he says. But then he got sick of fighting and...
A veteran. A Civil War veteran. There aren't supposed to be any of those anymore. Does he talk about the Civil War much?
Mr. Meekin doesn't talk about anything much. He doesn't even like to think about fighting and stuff.
What a story, a scoop! If I could get an interview with a Civil War veteran, my magazine would pay... Well, even the newspapers would pay for it.
Hi, John.
Oh, hello, Henry.
I still haven't found anybody to take me bowling, Dad. Mr. Wilson's got a previous engagement.
I'm sorry, son.
Henry, do you know anything about old man Meekin? You know, the...
You mean the hermit? Oh, sure, everyone knows old man Meekin, even though he doesn't talk to anyone very much.
He talks to me and Tommy.
Yes, he likes the boys. I think they're the only ones who have ever been in his cabin.
Do you realize that he is a Civil War veteran? That he fought under General Lee?
Well, he's mentioned Lee around town. Well, I've got to get down to the post office and mail this letter. See you later, John. So long, son.
Bye, Henry. Come with me a minute. Let's sit down, Dennis. Now, Dennis... You know what I'm going to do for your friend, Mr. Meekin? I am going to make him famous.
I don't think he wants to be famous, Mr. Wilson. All he wants to do is be left alone. That's why he shoots at everybody.
Shoots? You mean with a gun?
Yeah, it's a great big double-barrel shotgun. But he doesn't use real bullets. He loads it with rock salt. And it stings like everything.
Well, all right, Dennis. Now... If you told Mr. Meekin that I'm a friend of yours and that I would like to talk to him, he'd let me do that, wouldn't he? For you?
Well, I could probably fix it up for you, Mr. Wilson. Out in his shack in the woods, he shows me how to build rabbit hutches and bird houses and everything.
Good. Hurry right out there, will you? And tell him I'll be there whenever he says.
Yeah, I could probably fix it up for you, Mr. Wilson. But I can't. I have a previous engagement.
You what?
You know how it is when you have a previous engagement.
I'm beginning to see how it is. Dennis, if I cancel my previous engagement and take you bowling tonight, will you cancel yours and set it up with Mr. Meekin?
Well, I can try, Mr. Wilson.
It's a deal.
There's something you promised to make for me anyhow. I'll go get it and see him right away. Hi, Mr. Meekin. It's me, Dennis.
Oh, howdy, Dennis. By jokies, I'm glad that you are sort of here something. You know, my eyes ain't as good as they used to be.
I brought those ants.
Ants?
You know, for the ant village you promised to build for me.
Oh, well, now, hold on now. Just wait till I get my specs on so I can see them. Hey, them's fine ants. Them's got the best ants I've ever seen. I'll get that house built right away. Come on in and set a spell.
But the main reason I came is to ask you a favor. I sure hope you'll do it for me.
Well, Well, if I can, set yourself down. I'll get you some jelly and bread while you tell me what you want.
I've got another good friend besides you. The man you saw me with this morning.
Oh, no. No, no, I couldn't do that, Dennis. You know how I feel about strangers.
Yes, sir. But Mr. Wilson's an awful nice stranger, though.
No, people are all the same as far as I'm concerned. Nothing but trouble. Trouble, trouble, trouble. That's why I keep me old Betsy here. Keep people out. Out, out, out.
Yeah, Betsy can do it all right.
Yes, sir. I don't need me no trouble. All through them years when me and Lee were fighting it out, I seen me enough misery and trouble to last me a lifetime.
Yes, sir. I know you did.
Yeah, besides, people laugh at me. They think because I wear a beard and live in the woods, I'm a freak. No, no. I don't see nobody, son.
Whatever you say, Mr. Macon.
Dennis, that's why I like you. You don't cause me no trouble. You don't sass and argue with me.
You know, I don't think good friends ought to argue, Mr. Macon. I don't argue with Mr. Wilson either. And he's real nice to me like you are.
You sort of like that feller, don't you?
Yes, sir. And I think you'd like him, too. But I'm not going to let him bother you. I'll just tell him not to come.
Hold it. Ease my mind. You tell him to come on over and I'll talk with him.
Oh, boy, swell!
If he don't cause no trouble. If he does, I'll have old Betsy talk to him.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Meekin. He'll be out here in half an hour.
It's the best jelly I ever made.
I'm Mr. Wilson, Dennis's friend.
Well, you wouldn't be here if you wasn't.
Ah, I know, I know. I greatly appreciate the opportunity to talk to you, Mr. Meekin. I realize, of course, that you're a very busy man.
Nope, ain't busy at all. All I gotta do is just keep nosy people out of here. Sit down. You're getting your britches dirty.
Oh, no, no. No, I don't mind a bit of honest dirt. And not that there's any dirt around here, not in the back. Very charming place you have. I wouldn't mind living here myself.
That's a dang lie, you know it. You have to live in a house that's full of plumbing.
Oh, well, modern civilization does spoil it.
Yeah, that's why I got away from it. Folks are living too fast. They're all full of jitters and nerves. You sit around twitching, just like you've done then. That's me.
Oh, well, it's not that. I'm just as calm as you are, Mr. Meekin.
Well, then sit still and tell me what you want.
No. Well, as Dennis probably told you, I am a writer, sir.
Last one come poking around here, old Betsy took care of. I bet he's still picking rock salt out of his britches.
Well, he probably had it coming. I'm here to get your story, Mr. Meekin. I want to know more about your background.
Well, speaking of background, why do you keep scratching yours?
Nothing. Mr. Meekin, you are a most unusual character. There is nobody else like you in the whole world.
Are you trying to tell me I'm a freak, Buster? Well, let me tell you something. Lots of people like to live alone. Well, then sit still. If you're going to insult me, do it sitting still.
Oh, I'm not insulting you. I've
never seen such a twitchy dude. Looks like you got ants in your pants.
They're all over me.
What are you? Leave them little fellas alone. They ain't harming you. You're killing them.
Yeah, well, they're biting me.
You get out of here. We don't kill things around here. They wasn't doing you no harm. Them is Dennis and Ants. I know you're no good in the middle of the soil. Get out of here. Get out of here.
You can understand how I feel, Henry. Here I had this amazing story in my very grasp. An interview with the only surviving Civil War veteran, and then catastrophe.
That's a tough break, John.
Are you sure he won't see me again, Dennis?
I'm real sure, Mr. Wilson. I begged as hard as I could, but he said he didn't like people who killed things.
Yeah, those confounded ants. Oh. Stowaway.
Hey, maybe I could interview Mr. Meekin for you, Mr. Wilson. I'm pretty good at asking questions.
Yes, you certainly are.
I've got it.
Another ant?
No, an idea. You could ask the question. Then I could sneak up to his house very quietly and listen.
He'd hear you. He can't see very good, but he sure got sharp ears.
And when he heard you, he'd reach for that old shotgun of his.
How about animals around his place?
Oh, he doesn't mind them. He likes animals.
Aha! Do you know Buck Smiley's costume shop?
Well, sure.
Well, I happened to be there the other day, and I noticed a cow suit that looked completely real.
You mean you'd put on a cow suit and go up and spy on him?
Exactly.
But a cow has four legs, Mr. Wilson, and you've only got two. You need somebody else to make a whole cow.
Yes, I know.
Oh, no, you don't, John. I'm not going to walk around these streets in a cow outfit.
You don't have to, Henry. We'll rent the cow suit, then we'll drive to the edge of the woods, put it on, then Dennis will lead us to Mr. Meekin's house.
Oh, no, it'll never work, John.
Well, of course it will. Dennis says the old guy can't see very well.
No, you count me out.
Oh, no, Dad. If he gets his story from Mr. Meekin, he's going to take me bowling tonight. Right, Mr. Wilson?
Right. Now, come on, Henry.
Well, all right, but I ought to have my head examined. Which end of the cow am I going to be?
The rear end. I have to be the front end so that I can listen. Well, you know, this is a Civil War veteran, Henry. We'll be making history.
I bet I'm the only American who's ever served his country by being the rear end of a cow.
Okay, son.
Oh.
Hold it, Dad.
I'll help you. Oh, thanks, son. Look out, John. You stepped on my foot.
You're all right now. Come on, it's not much further.
I'm glad of that.
I hope I'm not hanging around too much today, Mr. Meekin.
Oh, you're always welcome, Dennis. You're a nice boy. You know you have got some real ornery friends.
Mr. Wilson's nice, too. Why don't you get to know him?
Don't want to know him. Ant killer. Hey, I reckon we better stoke up the old boiler. This time of year, the nights start getting cold. Anything else I can do for you, Dennis?
No, I just thought we could talk. We've been friends more than 2 years, and there's still a lot I don't know about you.
Like what?
Well, I don't even know where you were born. Where were you born, Mr. Meekin?
Now, if you'd noticed that flag up there, you'd know I was born in the South. See, I was born in Kentucky in a little town named... Here, a critter roaming around out there.
It's just an old cow. Now, what was the name of the town you were born in?
I don't want that cussed cow tromping down my vegetable patch.
Oh, I don't think it would do that. It looks like a friendly cow. Now, what was the name?
Yeah, friendly or not, I don't want to stomp it on my carrots. I'm going to take a shotgun to it.
Don't shoot him.
I ain't going to shoot him, just going to scare it.
Please, Mr. Meekin, you might hit it by mistake. You know you don't see very well.
I'll be doggone. I know I didn't hit it. That cow broke into two pieces.
That's because it wasn't a real cow, Mr. Meekin.
Wasn't a real cow?
No, sir. It was my dad and Mr. Wilson in a cow suit.
Well, you know that Wilson fella wasn't right in the head. Sure sorry to hear about your dad.
They're just as right in their heads as we are.
And what are they doing traipsing around the country making out like a cow?
Mr. Wilson still wants the story of your life. He and Dad wore that cow suit so they could listen outside while I asked you questions.
I'll be a jaybird. And my last story must be all fired important to him.
Oh, yes, sir. He just won't be happy until he hears about the times you fought with me. He'd do anything to get your story.
He'd do anything?
That's what he said.
Hey, maybe me and him could make a deal.
Oh, boy, swell. I'll bring you back right away. Mr. Wilson! Mr. Wilson! Mr. Wilson!
Gotta use more elbow grease to get that job done right.
I'm doing the best I can.
Hooked, huh?
I ache in bones I didn't know I had.
You city folks live too good. You're soft.
Soft? I've been chopping wood for 4 solid hours. That's enough to wear Paul Bunyan out.
Bargain's a bargain, ain't it? Dennis said you said you'd willing to do it.
I know. At least he could have stayed and helped me stack the logs.
Now, don't you go picking on that boy. It weren't his fault his pa took him home to feed him.
Look, isn't that enough? Can't I stop now?
Well, I reckon you can. I don't want the trouble of having to bury you. Come on inside so we can talk.
Oh, thank you.
Put it down easy.
All I can put down easy is myself.
Soft as putty.
At the moment, that's true. I've made a physical wreck out of myself to get your story. But it's going to be worth it. Are you ready to be interviewed?
Ready if you are, Buster.
Good. Now, Mr. Meekin, where were you born?
Oh, a little town in Kentucky named Piney Ridge.
Piney Ridge. And how old are you today?
82, going on
83. 82, going on 82? Well, that can't be right.
Sure it is. Ought to know my own age, hadn't I?
Mr. Meekin, if you are only 82, you couldn't possibly have taken part in the Civil War.
Of course not. That happened long before I was born.
But you told people you fought with Lee.
You bet I fought with Lee. Anybody'd fight with that mean, ornery woman.
Woman?
Worst wife a man ever had. See, I married Lee in 1902. We never stopped fighting. That's why I took to living in the woods, so it'd get me some peace and quiet.
I have been stabbed.
Something wrong, Buster?
You might say that. I feel like the fisherman who thought he had a 10-pound trout on his line and pulled in an old rubber boot.
Maybe you know what you're blatting about, but I don't. You want to hear the rest of my story now?
I've heard enough, thanks. I can't wait to get home to bed. Boy, will I sleep tonight.
But you're missing the best part of it. See, I was only married to Lee for 3 months. And in that time, we had over 500 fights. We start fighting the first thing in the morning.
Mr. Meekin, I do not write for Confession Magazine. Goodbye, sir.
Hi, Mr. Meekin. Did you get your story all right?
Well, the way it turned out...
Yeah, he got all he wanted.
Swell. Now we can go bowling.
Bowling?
Mom and Dad drove me to the edge of the woods. They got onto their dinner, so now we can walk to the bowling alley.
Walk over? Oh, no. I've got to get home and to bed. I've got to before I collapse.
But you promised if I got Mr. Meekin to talk to you...
That was before I cut 2 cords of wood.
You make his boy a promise?
Well, yes, I suppose I did, but...
Then you'd better keep it.
No. All right, Dennis. We'll go bowling.
Oh, boy, swell. If you win, they might even put our names on a big silver cup.
Just have them put mine on a simple headstone.
Happened to Lee.
has been a Screen Gems film production.